Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Teenagers create a lot of things, but not too many of us can look back on our teen years and declare that's when we started composing original music. We head on the road today with a man who did just that, beginning to learn the piano at age 5 and spending plenty of time in his dad's home recording studio. And while it might seem odd that his father would have a recording musical studio at home, it may make more sense when you hear that composer Tyler Michael Smith is the son of CCM legend Michael W. Smith. Tyler has gone on to compose original music for commercials, short films, a documentary, and 2 feature films. He's also toured worldwide as a keyboard player and been a session piano player for several different artists spanning various genres. Today, we'll hear his unique story of music, family, and faith. And we'll also hear about his latest venture, Come to the Garden on Stage, which features his original music and comes to select U.S. movie theaters on May 3rd. So a hearty welcome to you, Tyler. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And so as we begin, could you just take us inside your latest effort here, Tyler? And what drew you really to get involved with Come to the Garden?
Sure, that's a good question. Really what originally drew me was a friend of mine, Ken Carpenter, who happened to be the director of this film, who I've worked with in the past before, had a great experience with him working on a documentary that he directed. Reached out to me and told me about the story. And I was very intrigued when I heard the concept and sounded very unique and original to me. And I was interested the moment he called. And that was back in January, I believe, or February.
Yeah.
So here we are in April, approaching the release date where everything is wrapped up and ready to go. So it was a great experience over the last couple months.
Well, you use the word unique, and certainly there are a lot of recognizable names involved with this project, like Shonda Pierce and Kathy Lee Gifford and Louis Gossett Jr., but there's a big-time faith component that's part of this as well, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. I would say that's the heart of the story is really about God. It really is.
For those who are unfamiliar with the story, could you take us a little bit through just kind of the 1,000-foot view of what the story is and how it manifests itself there on stage? There's a great deal of technology that's being used in unique ways as well, right?
Absolutely. Technology unlike I've ever seen before, honestly. I was privileged to be able to be there for the performance in Houston back in February, I believe. And it's amazing to see it unfold on stage. This 3D mapping technology that is totally in another world than I'm used to. It's going to be a fascinating experience, I think, for everyone who goes to the theater and gets to witness it. Great. I don't necessarily call it a story as much as I call it an experience. An experience, an invitation to come into Jennifer Wilder Morgan's world and hear her story and get to just come into her head, really, and hear where she's come from and her experiences with God over the years of her life. It's a very personal story, very personal experience, I guess is the word I'd use.
Understood. Well, when we talk about your role here and the original music aspect, for a composer, what does the process look like to build a soundtrack for a project like this? I mean, do you sit down in the studio with a script and just say, all right, ideas, come to me now, please?
Every project is different. Every director is different. So the process changes with each story, each project I'm working on. And with this, like you said, I had a script. And that's really what started getting the ideas spinning. And it really did just start with me and a piece of paper and just starting with one note and going from there. So, but once again, every story is different. Sometimes I have a have a cut of the film that I can work with. And in the end, I did get a cut of the film and was able to finish all the music once I had the whole story together. But the initial creation of the music did occur before anything was filmed.
That's amazing. That just seems very challenging in many ways. When you say there's a moment when you are just experiencing an absolute lack of any kind of creativity, are there things as a composer that you can do to kind of stimulate it and get it going?
Sure. That's a good question. Honestly, sometimes the best thing you can do is just take a step back and take a deep breath. Take a little time away from the studio, get outside, take a walk. I think time management is a really important part of this whole process, because you can get burnt out when you're constantly trying to create things. Yeah. Without the appropriate rest, I think in between, you really are going to, I believe, going to burn out. And so that's been part of the process for me. Sometimes if I just take a step back and really just take a break from it, come back to it, it's amazing how things come out more smoothly that way. But I've definitely run into moments like that of writer's block and of, you know, what does this need, especially with a film, you know, my idea of what something needs is not exactly always the director's idea. And we have to come to that place together and agree on something that works.
Right. Right, that makes good sense. Tyler Michael Smith is joining us on the road today. Tyler's a musical composer and a talented instrumentalist. His latest original music appears as part of the new motion picture special event, Come to the Garden on Stage, which hits theaters across America on May the 3rd. And if folks are thinking about the film and just kind of wondering what they're going to experience, what would you say to them? What can they expect to see and to experience if they head to the theater and take in Come to the Garden?
Well, I would say, like I said before, it's not going to be your typical movie, which I think is going to be exciting for people and unusual. I think probably the biggest question people have when they hear about this is, you know, what exactly is this? You know, what exactly is it? A movie? Is it a play? Is it a, you know, and like I said, it's an experience, and I think that people are going to be intrigued to come see what it's all about. And I don't want to give away too much. I kind of want to let the viewer enjoy, you know, what they're about to experience. But I would say, come out and see it, because it's going to be unlike anything you've ever seen before.
All right. Now, if we back up a little bit in this story here, sir, and we talk a little bit about your growing up years, in terms of your dad's fame, I mean, did you realize as a kid that not everyone's dad is singing on the radio and selling millions of records, or did it just kind of seem normal to you?
You know, it really was just normal to me as a kid. So it's a hard, you know, I get asked questions like that a lot. Where, you know, what was it like growing up like that? And to me, I'm, you know, he was just my dad, and that's what he did. And it wasn't anything, you know, unusual to me. It's probably, yeah, not until later in life that I realized, okay, if this isn't the norm for everyone, you know. But like, you know, I of course grew up around music my whole life, so it's no wonder that I'm, you know, doing what I'm doing these days. And I'm very, very blessed to be in this industry. I love being a part of it. I never really felt pressured to be in it just because of who my dad was. It was something I really did have a passion for, and my dad has encouraged me along the way.
I want to ask you a little bit more about that journey in just a moment, but in terms of your faith in Jesus, has it been something that you've walked with from the beginning, Tyler, or was there any point where you weren't sure if your family's faith and your dad's faith was the faith that was for you?
That's a great question. And you know, I grew up in a Christian home, quote unquote, you know, where I was under, you know, I was presented with the gospel at a very young age, and did, I would say, believed in it growing up, but there was a struggle in my teenage years when I was asking a bunch of questions and wondering if, you know, is this really what I believe, or was it just something that my parents believed and, you know, what everyone expects me to believe.
Yeah.
And I really did have to come to find Christ on my own, which I think is the best way for anyone. I think we all have to come to that place. It can't be something that someone just tells you, you know, you're a Christian because you grew up in a Christian home, or this is what you believe. You know, you have to you have to know in your heart. And it was 2009, I believe, was when I really, really started to draw close to God and really get to know Him. I had an opportunity to go on some amazing mission trips that changed my life, and that was the year that I really believe I gave my life to Him fully. So
that's very special.
Interesting story for everyone.
Yeah, well, and you make such a good point. I mean, as great a man as my dad is and how much I love him, I can't be saved based on the fact that I'm Tom Nisley's son, and even you can't be saved based on the fact that you're Michael W. Smith's son.
Right.
Yeah. So many people know your dad from his vocals, but he also has some of the finest instrumental albums that you're going to find out there. What role did your dad play in your love and your passion for becoming a composer and an instrumentalist?
I think that was something that he and I always connected on. We loved listening to movie scores. You know, even at a young age, I remember being so into it and so loving listening to it. My dad, since he was a kid, had a huge passion to write scores as well. You know, he and I are both huge John Williams fans.
Sure.
One of our greatest influences, and as you can probably hear that on some of my dad's instrumental albums, and influence there. But it's cool to see, you know, both of us have that passion for composing, and we actually got to work on a project together. I don't know if you're aware, but last year, 90 Minutes in Heaven, the film, came out in the fall of last year. My dad and I actually had the opportunity to score together. So that was our first project to co-labor on together. So that was a wonderful experience.
Oh, I bet that's very special. And that was one of the things that stuck out to me, the collaboration on 90 Minutes in Heaven, as well as I know that you've had the chance to go out on tour with your dad too and play piano, play keys for some of his concerts. And you made the comment that, yes, he is a pianist, but sometimes he likes to just go jump around on stage and you can take over from there.
That's right.
That's great. Was there, when you talk about people who have dreams, and you had this dream from a young age, as we talk with Tyler Michael Smith, the musical composer, a talented instrumentalist. Of course, his latest original music appears as part of the new motion picture special event, Come to the Garden on Stage, which is in theaters on May 3rd, here on the road for Faith Radio. But was there any point on your path, Tyler, a point of discouragement maybe when you thought that maybe your dream of working in music wasn't going to happen? And if so, how did you rekindle that passion, and who encouraged you to keep going?
Yeah, I mean, that has happened on a number of occasions, I think, pursuing this, because it's a hard business to break into. It really is. It's not as easy as people think, even though I have a resume now, you know, having composed music for now several, and this, I guess we include 90 Minutes or Come to the Garden in that, four theatrical films. Work doesn't come to you just on a golden platter. You know, you have to really strive to make things happen. But I give credit to God. I've never, you know, as much as I've been discouraged sometimes in the past that things, doors haven't opened that I wanted to open. God has always encouraged me to stay in this and be faithful at what He's called me to. And so I really do feel a peace about continuing this. And I think that's ultimately what's kept me pursuing it, even when I've been discouraged in the past.
That's tremendous. And when you talk about your faith in terms of your career, you've said that you try not to put those parts of who you are in separate boxes. What does that mean to you, and how do you go about living that out?
Sure. It's not done without any kind of challenge, because I think as human beings, we can very easily compartmentalize different areas of our life, you know. And I never want my faith to be outside of my work and what I do. You know, I want it to affect every area of my life. So I'm still learning how to put that into practice. Sometimes it's really easy to get lost in that world of work and music, but really, I think just remembering why I'm doing it, you know, that's not just, you know, a lot of it, yes, is to make a living, but also to glorify God and to touch others, you know, where He opens doors. So that's my, just coming back to the root of it all, of what it's all for, I think helps me have that perspective.
as we talk with Tyler Michael Smith, who's a musical composer and a talented instrumentalist here on the road for Faith Radio, and I'm Ryan Thomas. I imagine that people come to you for advice quite a bit. There are so many people who, whether it's as a vocalist, whether it's as a guitar player, whether it's writing music or composing, they have dreams of someday doing it professionally. But what are some of the pieces of advice that you give for those who are dreaming of that career, but are maybe in a moment of, how do I get from point A to point B?
Sure. I mean, I would say, though it's maybe easy sometimes to get discouraged, don't give up if it's something you feel passionate about and feel called to, because there's so many, like we talked about before, there's so many points where I could have given up. But just stick to it and keep practicing, keep improving, because I'm still not where I want to be. I think we're all getting better with each project we pursue. And I would say, don't overthink it. Don't think it's impossible for you to do it. You know, it's, cause I definitely had those moments in my life where I didn't know if I'd be able to do it. And, so I would say, just don't give up, just keep pursuing it, keep getting better, keep learning, and don't be afraid to step out.
That's tremendous. Well, as you look ahead to the future, Tyler, what does the future hold for you? What are some of the goals and the aspirations that you're looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to doing, to working on more feature films. That's really something I've enjoyed a lot. And I've done an average of about one theatrical per year, and I'm hoping to get to doing three to five, maybe one. I mean, I know that sounds like a lot, but I've definitely, that's a goal I'm working towards.
That's great. Well, and I know that you're also working with leading worship these days, but you have said that we shouldn't necessarily anticipate that you'll become the next member of the Smith recording artist dynasty. Is that fair to say?
I'm afraid to say that, because every time I say I would never do that, God tends to open the door. So I'll just say I never say never these days.
A very smart response there from Tyler Michael Smith. And of course, we want to remind folks that his latest project is the new motion picture special event, Come to the Garden on Stage, which does hit theaters on May the 3rd. And folks, if they're listening today, Tyler, and wondering, well, how can I learn more about Tyler Michael Smith, and how can I learn more about Come to the Garden? Where are some places they can go to learn more, sir?
Absolutely. Well, you can always go to my website, which is tylersmithcomposer.com. And on there, you'll find links to all three of my social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as well as my SoundCloud page, which has a lot of different samples of my music that can be listened to. One thing I'd like to add is that we're releasing a soundtrack for Come to the Garden. So that's that'll be coming in May, digitally released. And yeah, we'll be available to buy.
Excellent. And also, is it Fathom Events where people should go to learn more about Come to the Garden on Stage and discover if there's a theater nearby that's showing the film?
Yes, absolutely. So Fathom Events, their website will have the information on the show, and you can purchase tickets.
Perfect.
And remember, it's only one night, so it's there's really one chance to go see it. So
excellent.
I encourage everyone to jump on that as soon as they can.
All right. Procrastination will be a barrier to you on this one.
It will. It will in this case.
All right, brother. Well, it's been great discovering more about your story and learning more about what you've been up to. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Tyler.
Oh, thank you. It was a blessing to be on the show. Appreciate it.
And our thanks to Tyler once again for being with us here on this edition On the Road and sharing his incredible story with us, an incredible journey. And we know we'll be hearing more from Tyler as we go forward. We have an opportunity to highlight here on the road today something that is just very unique and extremely cool for many people. And to do that, we've welcomed alongside a great friend of the program. Sarah Marsalek is here with us. She's the Listener Engagement Director and marketing manager for Faith Radio. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here, and you really have been a friend to the show. Even when we started doing these original programs on the internet, you were just very helpful and gave us a lot of great ideas for what to do and helped get us here on the air on Faith Radio. So we do appreciate it. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun listening to you on the station and excited to see where On the Road is going to go next.
We wanted to highlight something that's really quite special, and it is really unique, the 4th Annual Faith Radio Writers Contest. This is a niche and a need that you really, if you're an aspiring writer, there aren't many places that are faith-based you can go for something like this.
And it is unique in that aspiring authors are able to submit their writing and then actually meet with acquisition editors who could potentially pick up their writings and publish them. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity if you're an author or you know someone who is looking to get published.
Because that's one of the most difficult steps for a writer.
Absolutely. Trying to find an editor, even just to get some time with an editor, incredibly difficult. It's a highly selective process. And oftentimes you have to pay quite a bit of money to go to conferences and then just pray to meet with one of them and have some time with them. So what's nice about this is we kind of bypass those costs and present this opportunity to our audience and their friends and family. So it's a very unique opportunity for an aspiring author, an exciting opportunity for them to hopefully get published or at least have time with an editor to help them refine the craft that they've been passionate about for a lot of years.
How does this work? And talk a little bit about what kind of stories that you're looking for. You're actually looking for nonfiction and fiction stories. Is that true?
Yeah. The contest is open to nonfiction and fiction authors. And this year we picked the theme redemption. So anything having to do with being redeemed or God is our redeemer, that's what we're looking for. And so as long as you stick by that theme, it's pretty much open, 700 to 800 words. And the process is open to everyone. But what's fun about it is that we welcome you to share your writings with your friends and family members to help vote on it, because it is a voting process. The entries that receive the most votes go on to a panel of judges that are made up by acquisition editors who will also read your writing. And then that panel decides who the finalists are to come to the luncheon where you get one-on-one time with acquisition editors from Bethany Publishing Group. We take your writing and we present it to the general public for voting, and that's a super fun process. Voting is open actually right now. You can submit your writing right now, and you can go vote on your favorite entries so far and help those aspiring authors hopefully get one step closer to their dream.
Absolutely. MyFaithRadio.com, and when you go to the page, it's right there, right? The Writers Contest. And the directions as far as submitting your entry are also very easy to understand. They're all right there for you.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. So MyFaithRadio.com/write. Otherwise, if you're right on the homepage, we have it located right there, easy to click in. You can either vote or enter your submission today.
As someone who's had the opportunity to look at these submissions for the Faith Radio Writers Contest now in its fourth year already, I mean, it's pretty special to see people share their heart, isn't it? There's so much real talent that we've seen just communicated on these pages.
Oh, there truly is. There's stories that have moved us to tears, have us buckled over laughing. There is so much talent out there. And that's why this contest is so precious to us, because so often that talent never gets brought to life.
Yeah.
And this is a unique opportunity to showcase that talent to our audience, their friends, their family, and editors at this wonderful group. So it's really quite a joy. And the contest has grown in the 4 years that we've seen it from just startup to where it is now. So it's becoming more and more exciting. We're excited for this year and what it has to bring. And we've seen a lot of success with people who have submitted in the past with where their paths have taken them from here.
Absolutely. That's very exciting in itself. The fourth annual Faith Radio Writers Contest, myfaithradio.com, and just look for Writers Contest to learn more. And if you're interested in submitting, the directions are right there. If you're a friend or a loved one of a writer who loves to put pen to paper or keys to fingers, as it may be, in 2016, we'd love to have you visit us there. Sarah, thanks so much for being with us here on the road and sharing about this great effort.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ryan.
And thank you, my friend, for joining us once again on this latest edition of On the Road. Until we meet again next weekend, God bless and have a tremendous weekend.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.